Good evening. I suppose we all know that April is famous for its rain showers. But you know, the month of April is famous for other things as well. April is soft pretzel month. It's also clean out your medicine cabinet month. And on a more serious note, April is child abuse awareness month. In 1996, the Academy of American Poetry chose April to bring attention to this most ancient form of literature, poetry. I'm not sure if the April showers rhyme had anything to do with that, but I am sure of this, that the world is a much better place. Humanity is a much better reality because of poetry. Whether it's ancient Greek poetry like the Iliad or the Aeneid, whether it's the Hebrew Old Testament and the poetry we find in that sacred writing, whether it's medieval or modern, the use of poetry has added great beauty to the world and is a gift. Not unlike good architecture, like the Notre Dame Cathedral. Poetry possesses a power that prose does not contain. Women know this. That's why they're flattered by the expensive Hallmark card. Or better yet, when their spouse or their boyfriend attempts to write a poem for them. Men know this. This is why they even attempt to write poetry to begin with. And even teachers know it. Poetry originated as a way of teaching and learning, a way of communicating truth. And I'd suggest on this Holy Thursday evening, as we enter with Jesus into his Triduum, I'd suggest that Jesus Christ knew this. Not so much poetry, but how to communicate in a way that prose does not. Which is why on this last night of his life, we see him doing this most beautiful thing and communicating to his disciples in a way he had never done before. On this most sacred night, we find Jesus not leaving us a poem to remember, but bringing fulfillment to the beautiful ritual that is the Passover meal. We just heard that read in our first reading tonight by Bill. You remember the story. It was the Passover. It was the deliverance from Egypt. And God had provided a certain prescription, a remedy from the slavery that they were enduring. And if they were to slaughter the lamb, if they were to eat with their loins girt, put the blood above the door, the angel of death would literally pass over the doorway and they would be spared. And what's more, the next morning they would be freed. They would know themselves as God's chosen people. They would know themselves as being loved by God. My friends, faithful Jews continue to celebrate that most sacred ritual, which communicates freedom, which communicates love. This is why there's matzah crackers in the aisle at the local Giant. And so it was in the context of that meal that Jesus, on this last night of his life, did something. And he lifted that ritual up and he gave himself, delivering not from Egypt, but from sin and from death. Giving not a lamb, a symbol or a reality, but his very self. And then he did something more. To communicate what this love looks like, to communicating what this gift of self is to be, he bends down and he washes feet. And in doing so, he lifts up for us the model, the image of Christian love, what the gospel looks like, what the gospel demands, the very way of Christian life. My friends, this is something that words and prose and mere commandments cannot communicate. But the ritual and love can. We see tonight the communication of life and love itself. And tonight that is shared with all of us in the beautiful gift that is this sacred Eucharist, this sacred Passover, this holy meal. Tonight, in the context of this Last Supper Mass, we have the washing of feet, the sign of Christian love. Two of the people who will be having their feet washed are entering full communion with our Catholic Church in just 2 days. Bob and Frank, after years of marriage with their spouses, have come to see that there's something more, and they'll receive that from the Church this weekend. They will receive him for the first time in the Eucharist, be confirmed with the fullness of his Holy Spirit. The other 10 people who have their feet washed are members of our community, all of whom have lost loved ones this past year, and all of whom have found more. They have found life and love here in our church community. Some of these 10 lost their mom. Others lost their grandmom, their husband, their wife. And much as the apostles on this night will lose their Lord as he is taken away from them, they know what it's like to lose a loved one. But they also tonight will know what it's like to gain a friend, to have God communicate his love, his mercy, his friendship, his promise. And as much as the apostles must have remembered the feel, the touch of Jesus' hand on their dirty feet, we in this church tonight are called to know and to remember and give thanks for the life of God in us. My friends, tonight is a big-time reminder of sacred gifts and what a gift the love of God is. How it raises a flat, fallen, and cold world. And tonight, the Christian response is to watch and to pray, to see how the Spirit leads us and calls us, to see how he heals and loves, teaches and forms. And our response is, let it be. I close tonight with a poem. This poem was written the other day as the Notre Dame Cathedral was on fire. A woman saw those images, just as all of us have, the cathedral aglow with the fire and the light of those flames. and seeing the people praying outside, she wrote this poem to our Blessed Mother, who is Notre Dame. This poem was written by a woman named Margaret Coates. In heaven there appears a wondrous sign, a woman vested with the sun ablaze. The moon is at her feet, a crown arrays. Her head, where 12 stars incandescent shine, the virgin honored by her son divine. In joy's eternal splendor and all praise, she dominates whatever her decays and reigns above her fluctuating shrine. Her diadem makes known her glories rare, rich graces glowing from her fingers flare, that God has granted her as wealth to give. Truly, there never was another creature endowed with human or angelic nature so radiant as our Queen Superlative. My friends, as we enter these sacred days, let us thank God for communicating the more to us. And let us enter in with praise and thanksgiving.